Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Thugger Shruggers Ball. It's the Thugger Shruggers Ball.
I like it.
It's the Thugger Shruggers Ball.
Kalata Dude gets to pick all the music today. We got the Thuggish Ruggish Boar on the... On the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I don't want to make him wait. Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Marlins first baseman Justin Boer is there. Hello, Justin.
How's it going, fellas?
Very good. How are you? We had originally planned on talking to you right after the Home Run Derby. So it's been, I know there's been three games already, not great games, but three games since the All-Star break. But we do want to talk to you a little bit about the Home Run Derby and the All-Star weekend. So can we do that?
All right, fire away.
All right, so how did it feel? You're cranking one after another out. It's your home ballpark. Thousands of people screaming for you. National TV. That had to be the most surreal moment of your major league career.
Tell you what, that's definitely up there. That was an unbelievable experience. Doing that in front of the home crowd, in front of Miami, and all the support that was coming in there for me. I just had a blast. I really did.
And there's no shame in getting bounced by Aaron Judge, right? Like that. There's no shame in that.
I came in there with the intent to win and represent Miami well. And obviously I didn't win, but I feel like I did a good job of representing the home team and MLB and the Home Run Derby, and hopefully I get another crack at it next year.
Hey man, is there any strategy to the Home Run Derby? And did yours change once you saw you were going against Aaron Judge?
It's pretty straightforward. You try to hit as many home runs as you can in the allotted time. There's no real strategy. I had a great BP thrower, Lorenzo Bundy, my homeboy, and we were just grooving. It just wasn't enough that day. I'm pretty proud of the results.
What about the timed versus the outs? Because back in the day, Ken Griffey and Frank Thomas and those guys, when I watched it back then, they had the outs and they changed it to the timed. Which one, I know you didn't play back with damn Ken Griffey and Frank, but from a player's perspective, which way is more advantageous?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I'd have to do it the other way to say, but...
Because it seems like it might be a lot of pressure with the time, where with the outs, you kind of can step back a little bit, take your time, recharge your battery.
The outs is more reminiscent of regular baseball you have a certain number of outs, but the time, that clock is running.
Yeah, it's all tailored to the fans and the way, society can be at times that they want, instant satisfaction, so they put the clock up there for them. But, I'm up for either way. I was there to – put on a show and whack some homers in the upper deck, and that's what I did.
You did exactly that, man. Justin Boer is with us. How tired are you by the end of the round?
Honestly, I was feeling great. I wasn't tired at all. It wasn't until about the next day after that adrenaline wore off where I was like, man, I'm a little sore today.
So it didn't have that lasting effect? Because people always talk about that in the Home Run Derby where it could throw your swing off for the second half of the season.
No, not really. That swing is... I feel like it's my swing. It's just a matter of, getting in the cage a couple days later and locking it back in and just trying to do what you can to get base hits. But I don't feel like it's going to throw me off or anything, or even did throw me off.
Be honest, when you walked up there and, you're on national TV and every major league star is sitting there and watching or whatever, is your heart pounding more than it is, when you just take the field for a regular game? Like, do you feel that moment?
To be honest, not really. Those are the opportunities that you play for. Those are what guys that they're shooting for from your little kid. You want to be out there on those moments, and that's your opportunity to make a name for yourself and to shine and to do what you can. So those are the moments that you look forward to as a player. So not really.
Justin Bour from the Marlins is with us. We've talked about this. So, like, midway when you take your timeout, Giancarlo runs out. He was actually broadcasting on ESPN at that moment. He runs away from the broadcast desk, and he feeds you a donut, right?
Yeah, he sure did.
Now, was that something that was something he knew that was your the secret sauce? He knew that you needed a donut at that moment?
No, he came up to me like a day or two before then. He goes, "Look, man, if I bring out a donut, will you take a bite out?" I was like, "Are you kidding me? Of course I would. You know I would."
Okay, so I've had this over the weekend going out on Twitter, and I said this earlier in the show that I was going to ask you this because we're gonna fashion you our donut expert, whether you are one or not. You do like donuts, I'm guessing.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Okay, you're going to be the arbiter on this particular question that we have debated today. Is the jelly donut, this is according to Justin Bour, first baseman for the Marlins, dude can swing a bat like no other, is the jelly donut the worst type of donut?
Oh.
Take as much time as you want, because this is serious, because you're going to be the arbiter on this, so take as much time as you need.
That would be one of my last choices in a donut.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's the worst. I'm sure there's been some bad donuts made out there.
Well, out of the typical donuts, because Crowder and I were saying, you know, not the specialty donuts that are made nowadays. But out of the typical chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, Boston cream, plain donut.
Okay, then yeah, I will say the jelly donut is the worst donut out there.
Will you accept Justin Bour as the arbiter on this argument.
I am, and I go with, but Justin, just a surprise of, hey, is it cream? Is it chocolate? Is it jelly? The surprise of a unholed donut?
No, there's nothing there.
Well, to be honest with you, I got a pretty bad story when it comes to a jelly donut. I guess, you know, I fell for one of the rookie things a couple years ago, back in 2015. Every Sunday, Mike Dunn would bring in donuts, and one of the guys thought it was funny to inject some mustard into a jelly donut.
It was
the last donut in the box, and I come in there Sunday morning. Oh, you know, it is what it is. There's one donut left, and it's jelly donut. So I go to take a bite of it, and everyone's sitting there watching. And I took a bite of a jelly and mustard donut.
The horror! Wait a second. So yeah. I can't imagine, because if you know it's jelly, it's whatever. When you're expecting a certain flavor and it's mustard inside a donut, that had to be just a terrible moment.
Yeah, it's like drinking orange juice after you brush your teeth. It's just not.
Yeah. Okay, I can see why you would be turned off to jelly donuts.
But now we might have to adjust because he has a traumatic situation in his past.
Right. No, understood, and I'm going to take that into account. But still, I think we've learned that Justin Bour, when going to a donut store, and what's your preferred donut? Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, Mojo Donuts, or what's your preferred?
You know, I like all of them, but I got to give a shout-out to the Salty Donut. They sent me a box of donuts after the Derby. And I was pretty impressed with their stuff. And I think I tried some Mojo Donuts or something like that the other day. But my go-to is if the hot light's on at Krispy Kreme, I'll go there.
I mean the best.
If I need like a cup of coffee as well, I'll go to Dunkin' Donuts because I like their coffee.
How many Krispy Kremes could you throw down if you wanted to? How many could you throw down?
I'll tell you what. I could throw down a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts on a car ride home.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like eating potato chips, right? They don't feel like you're eating donuts.
They're hot, yeah. Now, I've had to tone it back on the donut eating because, you know, I do have to play baseball, so I don't eat as many donuts as I used to, but I'm not going to shy away from throwing back a sinker every once in a while.
I'm glad you brought it up, man, because the shirt, if anybody didn't see it on Twitter, you had a shirt that said, "Fat Guys Rake."
Yeah, they do, man.
And you call yourself fat guy. You're a professional athlete. You're not in bad shape. But we were just looking at it, man, because Giancarlo Stanton brought the donut out to you. And compared to him, you look a little differently. Is it fair for somebody to compare you to Giancarlo Stanton? And, like, when you got that free box of donuts, did you hide it from Giancarlo Stanton? Because is he kind of like a fat shamer because he's in such good shape?
No. It's all in good fun. We all have a good time. Yeah, obviously. And as a extremely blessed human being, avatar-looking guy, but, you know, we all have good fun.
But, like, if you say, hey, Giancarlo, what you eating? Crispy kale. Like, is it something like that, or does he eat regular people food?
Crispy kale.
He's pretty good about his diet, but every once in a while he'll have a snack as well.
You know, he had a controversy. It was either last season or the season before. Do you know that he bites fully into a Kit Kat bar that he doesn't?
Yeah, I don't want to get into that.
it's too emotional.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Because I'm imagining you know the proper way to eat a Kit Kat bar.
Yeah, of course I do.
You break off the little sticks, right?
You break off a stick, you take a whole stick down in one bite, and then you move on to the next one.
Right. And the way Giancarlo eats him, just like a heathen. Yeah,
like
a heathen. He just bites into a Kit Kat bar. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, Justin Bour, we really enjoyed watching you during the Home Run Derby. I wish you had different competition in the first round because the crowd was just on fire watching you, and it was really something. So we appreciate the show that you put on Monday. And now, as we start the second half of the season, by the way, tough way to start, losing 3 to Los Angeles. But can the team get it going here? Can you make any kind of wild card push, do you think?
I mean, I don't see why not. You know, you look around, there's so much talent in the room, you know, from top to bottom. We got some really good players. You know, we had 3 guys in the first half with 20 homers. You know, D. Gordon steals bases. Yelly is just getting hot right now. I mean, you know, I'm very pro this team. You know, I've never been on a team with, you know, this good group of guys, you know, that we all get along. You know, losing is never fun, obviously, but it makes it easy to come to work when you got guys that, you know, are really your friends and not just, you know, teammates. So I'm pulling for us, and you know, I'm going to do everything I can to help the team win.
You guys do genuinely seem to like each other. You know,
yeah,
like
when it's
you know, pouring the water bottles if someone hits a walk-off, or the monkey with the shaving cream pies, yeah, or Giancarlo and you with the banter, you know, during the Home Run Derby. Like, you guys really seem to like each other.
Yeah, it's rare. It's rare to find that, too. So, you know, I'm hoping we stick together. I'm hoping, you know, we don't get traded. I'm hoping we make a push at this thing, because I really do enjoy all the guys on this team.
Is there any talk amongst the players about the impending sale? Do y'all even talk about that, or is it no reason because it's not going to help win or lose any baseball game?
Yeah, I mean, not really. Our job is, when our name's in the lineup, to just go out there and play. You know, but we all have Twitter. We all see the articles. We all get texts from friends and family like, hey, what's going on? But it's all just background noise because, you know, our job is to be professionals and go play baseball, win baseball games. So,
is that something that, I mean, Crowder played for the Dolphins for a long time, and he said nothing was off limits, right? In the locker room, nothing was off limits.
Make fun of a guy for getting divorced, make fun of a guy for getting arrested, everything's joke.
But like today I saw, got emailed something about the Phillies are showing, quote, sincere interest in D. Gordon. Is that jokeable? Like, would you see D in the clubhouse and go, hey, man, you like cheesesteaks? Or is that off limits?
Today, I forget who I was talking to, but I was like, hey, so what's the rumor today? Where are you heading? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, today I'm going to this place and that place and this place. So, you know, there's 162 days, you know, or 162 games you play with the other same people. So you're gonna joke around about stuff, but you have a good time. We really do.
But if it was up to Justin Bour, no one would be traded.
That's right.
All right. And no more jelly donuts.
They can wipe those out.
And never eat a donut filled with mustard.
I have trust issues. It's like, you know, people have trust issues about stuff, and that's one of the reasons, you know? Yeah. I am this young rookie, like,
I could
really
see that.
Excited about my morning donut.
Ruined all your relationships.
It really, that's a relationship buster.
That's why I'm single these days, because I got trust issues, because I had a mustard donut one day.
How come you can never give me a 100% of yourself, Justin?
Here's
did
why.
I tell you? Did I tell you about the time that I ate a mustard donut? It all comes back
that?
To that.
Listen, one time, one morning.
So funny, man. Justin Bour, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're fun to watch.
I appreciate that, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. Justin Bour there from the Miami Marlins. He was excellent, huh?
Yes, he was good.
I mean, he was willing to talk about everything, even about trades, like, which is usually you're going to get the stock answer. Doesn't have anything to do with me. We just go out there and play baseball. And he was like, I hope these guys are together, man. Like, that was, I thought that was really, really good.
Real dude, down to earth.
Real dude, down to earth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.